I'm Sharon Betters, and you are listening to the Daily Treasure Podcast produced by Mark Inc. Ministries, and I am so glad that you have joined us for our journey to Easter with the Women of the Resurrection. Today's devotional is called A Spirit of Gentleness, and today's treasure is from Galatians 6, verses 1 through 5. Brothers, if anyone is caught in any transgression, you who are spiritual should restore him in a spirit of gentleness. Keep watch on yourself, lest you too be tempted. Bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. For if anyone thinks he is something, when he is nothing, he deceives himself. But let each one test his own work, and then his reason to boast will be in himself alone, and not in his neighbor. For each will have to bear his own load. Throughout these devotionals, we have watched Jesus interact with sinners. In his religious culture, sinners and those considered unclean were cast off and avoided. We saw this with the woman who had the issue of blood. She had to yell, "Unclean, unclean," whenever in public. People reacted to her with disdain because if they touched her, they would have to go through a rigorous cleansing process. Lepers, too, had to cry out, "Unclean, unclean," for fear others would be infected with leprosy. Religious leaders so focused on keeping themselves outwardly pure contrast with Jesus, who, instead of turning away from the touch of sinners, turned toward them, embracing each one. The women of Easter reflect this tender response of Jesus to sinners. Though unclean when they met him, he welcomed each one and offered the cleansing miracle of forgiveness. In response to his love and grace, women attended to the needs of Jesus and his disciples in the midst of great danger. Over the next 2 days, we will finish our time with Mary of Magdala, the woman cleansed by Jesus of numerous evil spirits. Mary's relationship to Jesus perfectly exemplifies his view not only of women, but of anyone considered unclean by culture or religious leaders. Think of those you avoid, or maybe avoided when you were younger. Instead of seeing each one through the heart of Jesus, you saw only their sin. Instead of reflecting on the call of Jesus to come as you are, you turned your back on the broken person, maybe privately glad of the consequences they suffered because of their sin. Maybe you privately thought they deserve what they're getting. Sometimes I think we have lost the battle for morality in our country, the United States. We struggle with condemnation of the sinful choices of those surrounding us, perhaps in our own families. Maybe this is the time Jesus calls us to open our hearts and arms to them. It's such a hard place, isn't it? Yet the Apostle Paul cuts through our confusion in Galatians 6:1. If anyone is caught in any transgression, you who are spiritual should restore him in a spirit of gentleness. Paul acknowledges there is sin, but instead of harsh condemnation and avoidance of this person, Paul tells us gentleness is the road to restoration. We must ask ourselves if our judgmental spirit stems from our own inadequate view of the undeserved mercy and love God extends to us. Perhaps our view of our own sin does not go deep enough. Jesus' response to Mary Magdalene must cause us to stop and examine our own responses to those difficult people. Friends, as we get closer to Easter, ponder how you treat people represented by the women of the resurrection. Do you whisper, "Unclean, unclean," or will you pray about how to bring restoration through gentleness? Oh, Father, thank you for Easter and the resurrection power that enables us to see our own sinfulness. Who are we to judge or condemn? We can't, because we have experienced the mercy and forgiveness of your dear Son. Thank you again for Easter. Well, friends, we are 1 week closer to Easter, and we're starting our third week of this journey. And I hope that as you are revisiting some of these women, or maybe just getting to know them for the first time, that you are resonating with their journeys. And I know Mary of Magdala, her story just always gets me. Jesus' gentleness in dealing with her and connecting with her What a picture of the way that he wants us to respond to those who are broken around us and the way he responds to us. It's something to think about this week as we get closer to Easter and think about the gift of forgiveness. Oh, friends, gentleness is the road to restoration. That can be a hard one, can't it? I know that's a real stop sign for me when I'm in the middle of a conflict, is to stop and recognize that anger and wrath and wanting to pay back for hurts that I perceive are not my fault instead of offering gentleness. Gentleness is the road to restoration. Let's think about that this week. I'd also hope that you will be thinking about our opportunity to celebrate our 30th anniversary as a ministry on May 11th. We are hosting Ben Fuller, who has an incredible story of how the Lord broke the chains of addiction in his life in such a powerful way that his music is all for the goal of helping turn the hearts of others who are enslaved, maybe not by the addiction of drugs, but by other addictions, to the freeing power of Jesus Christ. It's May 11th, and if you're local to the ministry, I hope that you will join us and bring friends. You can go to helpandhopenow.org. That's helpandhopenow.org, where you can learn more about this fun night that we are going to have to start celebrating 30 years of ministry. I'm Sharon Betters. Thanks so much for joining us, and I look forward to being with you tomorrow.